The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started out with music by Jan Sibelius, the Finnish composer. That was a romance. Sibelius, not really a pianist, but wrote quite a bit of piano music, and that's from his Opus 24, a set of 10 pieces for piano. The pianist there, Håvard Gimse, a Norwegian pianist. And we have another one of those 10 pieces coming up in a few minutes. Right now, though, we're going to do weather and road reports. And things are changing. Winter is on the way. Though today looks like it'll be staying pretty much like things have been for the past couple of days, except maybe a little bit cooler. Yesterday's low was minus 4.0, apparently. The high was plus 3.0, apparently. Environment Canada, right now the temperature is about 4 degrees, and Environment Canada tells us today we will have periods of rain. Snow level at 700 meters, rising to 1,100 meters this afternoon. Wind from the south at 40 kilometers per hour, but with gusts up to 60 this morning, and a high today of plus 5. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of rain showers, changing to a 60% chance of flurries late in the evening. Snow level at 1,100 meters, lowering to valley bottoms late this evening. And wind from the south at 30 kilometers per hour, gusting to 50, then becoming light overnight, a low tonight of 0. Thursday, cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries. Wind from the north at 20 kilometers per hour, becoming light in the evening and a high of plus 2. Friday, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries, a low of minus 4, a high of minus 1. Saturday, snow with a low of minus 5 and a high of minus 5. And then looks like Sunday and Monday. Sunday probably the coolest day over the next few. Cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries. Right now predicted to be a low of minus 10 and a high of minus 5. I took a look at the Weather Network's 14-day trend, and they would seem to indicate that this run of coolish weather that we have coming up is going to kind of reverse around start to reverse around Tuesday, and it'll be warming, a bit of more of a warming trend after that, and back up to at least daytime highs in positive territory. Right now, looking across the country in St. John's, the temperature is 7 degrees and cloudy. Fredericton is at 4 degrees with light rain. Who's next? Montreal, 9 degrees and light rain. Toronto is at 7 degrees and cloudy. In Winnipeg, light snow with a temperature of minus 5 degrees. Iqaluit is cloudy with minus 2. Saskatoon, minus 10 with light snow. Calgary, minus 14 with light snow. Edmonton is minus 12 and light snow. Prince George, minus 9 and snow. And let's see, closer to home, Clinton is at minus 2 with light snow. Hope at 6 with light rain. Kamloops is 2 degrees and cloudy. Pemberton, 4 degrees. And in Vancouver, 8 degrees and cloudy. And taking a look at the highways, on Highway 1, there is brushing from 2 kilometers east of the junction with Highway 9 in Rosedale to the exit to Peters Road, east of Chilliwack. That's a 14.5 kilometer stretch of the highway. That work is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday and continues through November the 30th. A lane closure is in effect there. There is maintenance from 15 kilometers east of Hope to 17 kilometers east of Hope. Carrying on through 4 p.m. today, single lane alternating traffic there. Bridge maintenance at the Anderson River Bridge, which is about 3.5 kilometers west of Boston Bar, that continues through December the 10th, and wide loads exceeding 3.5 meters are not permitted there. Fog with limited visibility from Yale to Jackass Mountain. And what else have we got? Heading north and east on Highway 1. Slushy with slippery sections from 10 kilometers east of Cache Creek all the way over to Kamloops. And generally a lot of slushy and nasty conditions, slushy and slippery conditions, the farther east you head in the province. Also, if you're heading north today, be aware that once you get north of Clinton, things are not supposed to be very good driving conditions, blowing snow. It should be pretty unpleasant, and I gather Highway 16 between Prince George and Prince Rupert is already in pretty bad condition. Carrying on here with Highway 1, these are next three notes affect westbound traffic only. Maintenance from Sailor Bar Tunnel to the Yale Tunnel, that's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and today should be the last day of that. Single lane alternating traffic there. Bridge maintenance at the Silver Hope Creek Bridge, 2 kilometers west of Hope. That continues through Friday, December the 10th. There's a detour for wide loads exceeding 3.5 meters. And construction from the exit to McCallum Road in Abbotsford to 300 meters west of the junction with Highway 1A in Abbotsford. That's a 7 kilometer stretch of Highway 1. Again, this is affecting westbound traffic only. That work 9 a.m. to 5, or sorry, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., and that continues through November the 19th. The lane closure in effect there. Highway 40, compact snow from Lillooet to Braylorn. And I think we've got one more here. Highway 99, compact snow from the Cane Creek Bridge to Lillooet. This is on the Duffy Lake Road, of course. And then compact snow continuing from Lillooet, well, maybe not right here, but a little north of here, to the junction with Highway 97 in just north of Cache Creek. And that is it for the weather and roads. All right, this is a Wednesday, which means it's Piano Wednesday here on Snooze Button. And as I mentioned, Sibelius, not known as a pianist, he was a violinist, in fact. But he's best known for his compositions for orchestra, especially his seven symphonies. But he wrote a fair amount of piano music, very often done, frankly, for the purpose of making some money to support his other composing habits. But he turned out some really interesting and distinctive music for the piano. And it's material that until fairly recently, I don't think had ever really been given full justice on recording. But along came this young Norwegian composer, Håvard Gimse, who seems to have a real feel for this and has a superb technique which can bring off some of the rather tricky things that come up in Sibelius's piano music. So from these 10 pieces, Opus 24, we'll hear one more. A lot of his piano music has rather dark undercurrents to it, but this piece is a caprice, which for the most part is a fairly bright and sparkling work and doesn't really sound all that much like Sibelius if you know his symphonies. That was music of Jan Sibelius. We heard a caprice, that's right, from his set of 10 pieces for piano, Opus 24. For some reason, Sibelius liked to write in groups of 10. Maybe that was a request from a publisher he had, but many of his piano compositions fall into groups of 10 pieces. This set of Opus 24 is one of the best sets, and coming out at about 34 minutes, it's one of the longer sets of the 10 pieces that he wrote. Some of them are much shorter and simpler pieces, but all very interesting and attractive. And one of these days, I'm going to play Sibelius' only sonata for piano solo, which is quite an interesting piece and actually does sound a little bit like the Sibelius we know and love from the symphonies. The pianist there, Håvard Gimse, that's on the Naxos label, and a set of 4 CDs containing the complete solo piano music of Sibelius, which I've been enjoying a great deal. All right, let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. Sorry, I'm still dealing with some after issues from when I had the flu a week or so ago. And so occasionally I have to shut off the microphone and make some very unpleasant noises here in the studio. Just be glad that I do remember to shut off the microphone when I do that. All right, around 9 o'clock I'll switch things up to Studio 1 at Lillooet Secondary School. There are student broadcasters on the air at various times during the day, starting with Strange Brew at 9 o'clock with your hosts Brian and Mike. And then later in the day, 3 o'clock, we are back down to Studio 2 here in the Rec Center for Democracy Now! And then the only other program we have scheduled for today 7 until 8 p.m. is Skeptically Speaking, the science program that comes from station CJSR, the campus station at the University of Alberta in Edmonton. Really interesting science-based program. And I don't remember the name of this week's edition, but it's about cooking, and I gather it had cooking and nerds in the title, if I recall correctly. And so I gather that it's about kind of the science of cooking, which should be very interesting. The more I listen to this program, Skeptically Speaking, the better I like it. So give it a try if you haven't. Again, that's 7 until 8 p.m. tonight on CHLS. All right, all this week we have been recognizing, I don't know if honoring is the right word, but celebrating, maybe that's another good word for it, the fact that this is Restorative Justice Week in Canada. And I've told you a little about some of the background of restorative justice and some of the processes involved. Today, I just want to play a short video clip for you. This is Archbishop Desmond Tutu talking about restorative justice. And he's coming at things, understandably, since he is an archbishop from a Christian point of view, but also from the point of view of reconciliation, truth and reconciliation, particularly in South Africa, although he doesn't talk in great detail about that. But his words are always worth listening to. I suspect that if I could sit down with Desmond Tutu, we would probably find many things to disagree about, particularly having to do with religion. But we'd also find quite a few things that we could agree about. So this is a very short clip. I'm keeping today's restorative justice section of the program short because, well, it's Piano Wednesday, and I want to play lots of piano music for you. So here is Archbishop Desmond Tutu after I do all the technical things I have to do to get this to play.
In South Africa, indeed in so many parts of the world, we have been brought up on a strict diet of retributive justice. What we have experienced in the Truth and Reconciliation Commission process is that retributive justice is not the only and certainly not the best kind of justice, particularly for societies that have just survived a conflict and are making the transition from a repressive, conflict-ridden past to a new dispensation of democracy, freedom, and justice. There has been a wealth of wisdom in the old ways of African society. Justice was a communal affair, and society set a very high store by social harmony and peace, because, as they said, a person is a person through other persons. A broken person needed to be helped to be healed. Let us help to transform offenders into responsible citizens, reminding them that they have been created in the image of God, and that they are fundamentally good, created for love and goodness, greatness, compassion, and caring. God, in South Africa,
all right, well, I had exactly the same problem with YouTube today that I did yesterday. I always, at the end of the video, click stop, which actually by that time turns out to be the start button again. So we got the beginning of Desmond Tutu again. That was Archbishop Desmond Tutu speaking on the subject of restorative justice, and particularly with regards to South Africa. And I would just be happy to listen to that voice just because I think they're... it's an amazing voice that the man has, and a lot of wisdom in what he has to say. All right, we are carrying on now, and I've been around the subject of restorative justice, picking a piece of music each day this week. It's a very subjective process, but music that sort of inclines one towards contemplation. That's kind of been the basic guide that I've been going by this week. We've heard music by Samuel Barber on Monday, and yesterday I can't remember who we heard, but I'm sure it was a really good piece. So today we're going to listen to some Beethoven. And Beethoven's music, a great deal of that seems to me to be all about justice. Maybe not restorative justice per se, but just justice. There is a sense in Beethoven of always struggling to, a sense of struggle to become better, to become a better species. And I don't know that we've done a very good job of that, but hopefully we will continue to try to do so. That gives his music to me a very particularly spiritual, and I usually use the word sublime character. Sometimes it's quite luminous music. And Beethoven has a remarkable ability in some of his very best pieces to seem to either slow down or almost even stop the process of time. And I thought we'd listen to one of the pieces that does that today. We're going to hear the second movement of Piano Concerto Number 3 in C minor. Although the piece, the concerto as a whole is in C minor, this particular movement is in E major, which is, first of all, a very unusual key to put a movement in a piece that is in C minor. Usually, the composer would pick a more closely related key, but not Beethoven. No, he tended to move in these weird key relationships. And then there's just the static, almost static quality of the music at the very beginning, with the piano starting things off. And then even when the orchestra comes in, they seem to be slowing down time. And after that, time does resume, but it's just an absolutely gorgeous thing. So we'll listen to this recording, which is with Glenn Gould and the Columbia Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Leonard Bernstein. just in time. My finger was not quite ready for the end of that. I was afraid we were going to get the beginning of the next movement. That was the second movement of the Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor by Ludwig van Beethoven. And that was a recording with Glenn Gould at the piano. All right, let's see, one piece of unfinished business. Skeptically speaking tonight, the name of the show, I was wrong. Not Nerds, Geeks. Cooking for Geeks is the name of the episode, which is actually kind of a funny term if you know at least the carnival meaning of the word geek. So anyway, go figure. All right, time for some public service announcements, and I was having difficulty. I thought we weren't going to get through to Ecuador for the rainforest there. There we go. Yes, a little bit of sound for background. Story time at the Lillooet Library happens every Friday morning, 11 a.m. until noon, in the Kids' Corner at the library. There's a special theme every week. This week it is Animals in Winter. And story time features stories, songs, movement, and play. It's free and open to all preschool kids and their adult caregivers. Adult caregivers are required to be in attendance. Saturday, November the 20th is the SPCA 17th Annual Arts and Craft Fair. And that's here at the Rec Center Gym. There will be a concession by Skate Lillooet, as always, and just tons and tons of great crafts and baking and all sorts of amazing stuff there, and a wonderful opportunity to get a lot of your Christmas shopping done in just one trip. The doors open at 11 a.m. They close at 4 p.m. Admission is $1, as always. All proceeds go to the SPCA's PAL program for financial assistance for spaying and neutering of pets. And dog licenses for 2011 will be on sale that day as well. Not too late to help out if you want. You can see if there are tables still available. To get that information, contact Allison at 256-4934. I hear people in Ecuador. Don't always hear them. Very rarely do you hear talking from that webcam. It's usually just the birds. Occasionally there's people banging stuff around. There's a Haklip community meeting, and I apologize for my poor Statlian pronunciation, that takes place Saturday, November the 20th. That's at 10 a.m. at the Haklip Hall. Lunch is provided. And the deadline for agenda items is now passed, so we don't need to tell you any more about that. Saturday, November the 27th, the United Church Women are hosting the annual Christmas Tea and Bazaar. That starts at 1 p.m. in the United Church Hall. And there will be lots of great stuff there as well, including baking. And you can either get stuff you want to eat now or stock up your freezer for a little later in December. The event runs until 3:30 p.m. At that time, there will be a door prize drawn. And I think that's all I need to tell you about that. Also, on the 27th in the evening, entomologist Ward Strong will be giving a talk about the insects in our forests. And this is a presentation of the Lillooet Naturalist Society. It's at 7:30 p.m. at the Friendship Center. Everyone is welcome. You do not need to be a member of the Naturalist Society, though you're certainly welcome to join. Admission is by donation to the food bank, and you can just bring your food bank donation, drop it off in the bin for that purpose at the Friendship Center. If you'd like to know more about the Lillooet Naturalist Society, you can go to the website, which is www.lillooetnaturalistsociety, and that's all one word, and I would just point out that naturalist is in the singular there, lillooetnaturalistsociety.org. And a couple of other dates that the Naturalist Society wants to let you know about. The Hat Creek Christmas Bird Count, which comes up in December, Sunday, December the 18th. Lillooet's own Christmas Bird Count will be on Monday, the 27th of December. And we will bring you more information about those events as we get a little closer to them. Let's see, that's the 27th. And then on the 28th, the Lillooet Camelsfoot TV and Radio Association has an important general meeting that is at 3 p.m. here at the Rec Center in room 201. The LCTVRA, as they're also known, are bringing some free TV and radio signals here into this area. They have some great volunteers, but would welcome more participation to help keep our community communications local. And finally, also on... Oh, no, this is a different date. Sorry, I was thinking it was the 28th. But November the 24th, the Fountain View Academy Orchestra has a concert taking place at the Lillooet United Church. This concert is in benefit of the Lillooet Food Bank. Food items will be collected at the door. That concert called Angels Sang When Love Was Born. Once again, that is November the 24th at 7 p.m. at the United Church. It's a free concert, but by admission by donation to the food bank. And the food bank can always use more donations, and there are several places you can drop off your non-perishable items. Excuse me, there's something here on the microphone that is tickling my nose. It's very, very challenging to keep going under those circumstances. You can drop off your non-perishable food items at the Bridge River Lillooet News office. There are also bins set up at Lillooet Foods and By Low Foods, and there are, you can also make drop-offs at the Lillooet Friendship Center. Oh, that's a nice noise coming from Ecuador, just in time for us to finish up. All right, for the past couple of weeks, I have been featuring recordings by the great Hungarian pianist Gyorgy Csifra. I say great. I'm sure there are some people who would disagree. But all I can say is that the more I listen to this guy, the more, I guess, seduced is the word I would have to use, I am by his playing. Csifra, born in 1921, died in 1994. And he was a take-no-prisoners kind of pianist. He had a really dashing style at the keyboard. It's not that he didn't take the music seriously. He did, but he also recognized that music is a form of entertainment. And in his playing, particularly in pieces where it's appropriate, there's even a certain element of showmanship to be found. Although as a person, apparently, he was quite a modest man and said that, well, he wasn't at all a flamboyant personality. And he didn't claim to just be naturally incredibly gifted. He said that what technical accomplishments he had were the result of extremely hard work. So we're going to listen to him in the Hungarian Fantasy for Piano and Orchestra by Franz Liszt. This piece is essentially an orchestration of one of Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsodies, Hungarian Rhapsody number 14, which is one of the biggest of the bunch. And so, like the Hungarian Rhapsodies, it starts off with a fairly slow section, which has a very proud, sort of patriotic feel to it. And that's based on a Hungarian folk song, which I think is called The Field of Mohács. Mohács, the site of an important historical battle in Hungary. And I don't know anything more about that or when it happened. I just remember that there was a battle at Mohács, which, by the way, is spelled M-O-H-A-C-S. And then the second faster section of the Hungarian Fantasy goes more into gypsy-style material with lots of great opportunities for the pianist to show off, though they kind of come up very often in this piece anyway. This recording is from, I'm just trying to get the date here, 1968. And it's a recording that Csifra made with his son, Gyorgy Csifra Jr., who was a conductor. And the two of them seemed to work together quite well and kind of inspire each other to greater heights. This recording with the Orchestre de Paris. Thank you. That was music by Franz Liszt. We've been listening to his Hungarian Fantasy for piano and orchestra, based on his 14th Hungarian Rhapsody, which was originally for piano solo. That recording with the great Hungarian pianist Georges Csifra, and the orchestra was L'Orchestre de Paris, conducted by Georges Csifra Jr. And so I think we're going to finish off with more Georges Csifra. I received a 40 CD, yes, that's right, 40 CD box set of his complete recordings for the EMI and Philips labels, recordings made between 1956 and 1986. And if I weren't enjoying the CDs so much, I might feel defensive about having made such an irrational purchase, but I've been getting a great deal of pleasure from these. I got that, picked it up about a week or so ago. And as you might imagine, in a week's time, I haven't nearly made it through 40 CDs. So I thought we'd finish off with something from one of the CDs I haven't listened to at all. I have no idea what to expect here, although I know this piece. We're going to listen to music by the French Baroque composer Jean-Philippe Rameau. He was writing for harpsichord, but his music translates well to the piano. And we'll hear a piece called L'Égyptienne, the Egyptian piece. I'm not sure why it's called that, but it's kind of a fun thing. And here is Mr. Csifra once again. Thank you. That was Georges Chiffre playing a very different style of music from the music that made him famous, which was largely the piano music of Liszt. But we heard him there in music by the French Baroque composer Jean-Philippe Rameau, that piece called L'Égyptienne, the Egyptian. And it is 9 o'clock, which means that's it for this edition of Snooze Button. Therefore, I'll say thank you very much for listening, and I will be back tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock with another edition of Snooze Button. In the meantime, have yourselves a wonderful day. Now we switch over to Lillooet Secondary School and the gentlemen of Strange Brew. Brian and Mike, hopefully, take it away.